afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary for Monday, December 6, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to Monday.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the sixth day of December.
Absolutely. We only got a few weeks left in a whole year.
How about that?
Yep, 2022 could be interesting. I'm hearing rumors now that Biden may be taken out of the picture. I don't know this. I don't mean killed or anything. I mean asked to step down, so to speak. Could be interesting next year. We'll have to wait and see. That's just things coming in from different sources. Okay, Harris will be president, and they're thinking about asking Buttigieg about being vice president. I'm not making this up. This has come from sources. I'm serious. I don't know they're right, but I'm just sharing it. Just something to think about and look at.
Well, the one thing I would have to say about that, when it happens, there's not going to be a leak. I mean, nobody's going to know in advance. I mean, we all know it's going to happen, but, you know, nobody's going to know in advance.
Well, rumors could start, and it could be some grounds to the rumor. I don't know that. I don't put much stock.
Yeah.
Not that the source I have, I consider a bad source necessarily, because this individual is also just kind of going from what they heard also. So we'll see.
Yeah. But the thing that's interesting, so yeah, I can't go by those stories, and you know, because we don't know. But what we do know is that, and I think everybody can agree, we have a president that, I mean, you can't help but see his issues.
Oh, yes.
I mean, yes. And you just, I mean, he looks and acts like he's 90. And there's definitely issues. And so how is a person that has these issues can maintain for 3 more years? He can't do it. Can't do it. So I don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and to some degree if it's going to happen, but I can't imagine that something doesn't happen. And
you have to, and as bad as it is, we have to understand too, it'll be worse when he's replaced. Not that he's done anything on his own, obviously, but to bring up the ones they're talking about bringing up as the front runners, the front men, so to speak, it could be a lot worse. We will see. Time will tell.
Well, I mean, yes, Harris would become president, but Buttigieg doesn't have anything to do with it. It would be Pelosi. But, of course, look at her age, so I don't know who actually comes in behind Pelosi.
Well, I don't think if they will. I don't know how that works exactly. If one refuses or can't, they have to go somewhere. But I don't know how that does work. I just know that when Harris steps in, we could be even in for a more interesting ride.
Yeah. Now I've heard discussions about Buttigieg and her in 2024, but he can't become vice president now.
Time will tell. I don't know how they work. Nothing happens by Constitution anymore. You know that. It's no longer really a top thing to discuss as far as what go by Constitution. That's unheard of. They pretty much do what they want to do.
Well, true, but I mean, to try to figure out what the future, you know, how it would unfold, you still have to go by what it is.
Well, what it should
until
be,
it,
yes.
Until it's,
yes.
Until it isn't.
And what it should be, I agree.
You know, so, let's go ahead and get to the gold prices today.
Yep.
Little pressure on gold, not much. 370 at 1779. Silver is down 14 pennies at $22.48. Platinum was up 9 at 949, and palladium was up 42 at 1,942. The USDX today was up 0.16 at 96.29. Crude oil was up $3.50, $69.82.
Well, the stock market went crazy today. You had the Dow, let's see, up almost 650 points, 35,227. The S&P was up 53 points, 4,591. The NASDAQ, 139 at 15,225. Asia markets were negative across the board. Europe, of course, is positive across the board. 10-year yield is holding around that 1.44% for the day. And, you know, there's just a lot of wild and crazy things that are going on. But in this, you know, you had Bitcoin that tumbled 5%, but we ain't seen nothing there yet. That was, you know, there's just more talk of the bond funds posing a systemic risk. That's from the BIS. Let's see if there's anything else exciting. There's still talk about the Evergrande. They're going to try to include some offshore bonds in restructuring. So, again, that's, you know, that's one thing that, you know, China was going to bail them out. No doubt about that. But they do have a payment deadline. The China Evergrande, they brace for this payment deadline. So, you know, we'll see about that. And again, any more, but I mean, you're right about what, you're right. They do whatever they want. And it's just like Evergrande. You know they're going to bail them out, but you don't know for sure until they actually do. And they did.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, I think the talk of high inflation is kind of getting old. I think they're going to try and stay away from talk of inflation as we head into the holidays. And but that doesn't mean it's going away. And so it's pretty much a lot of what we've seen, you know, in the past. And of course, the Omicron variant is on everybody's mind, except mine, but
well, mine too. Makes two of us.
You know, so I mean, I don't worry about it until I have to. You did have Goldman Sachs. They came out late Friday, and they talked about Saturday, and they cut its outlook for U.S. economic growth to 3.8% for 2022. So they're cutting, not increasing. And so another sign, another indication that folks are expecting 2022 to be not a banner year. And that came after the IMF that we talked about said on Friday that the lender was likely to lower its global economic growth estimates due to this new variant. So I don't think Goldman Sachs, that was the reason for lowering their estimates, but but it was for the IMF. And I guess that's really about it for, you know, there's a ton of economic news, but it's all pretty much the same. And I think we're going to experience that through the month of December, Butch.
Well, you know, you mentioned inflation. I just want to show you this. Some good friends of ours went to the dollar store, which is not the best place to go grocery shop, and we know that. So I don't know if this holds true in the other stores, but the lady was going to make some chili for supper. For chili, you need hamburger. Mm-hmm. The hamburger at the dollar store, the family dollar store, was $6.35 a pound. She said we didn't have much meat in the chili. So it's $6.35 a pound at Family Dollar in Nettie, West Virginia, this past week. That is huge. I don't know what is. I don't look at beef prices in the store, but I've been blessed to have my own beef. I haven't paid attention to what hamburger is selling for in most places. I know I've looked at the sticker price on steaks up on the window of the store for a piece of steak, and it's unbelievably high. But maybe in your area you may notice the price of hamburger. I don't know. A Family Dollar in Nettie, West Virginia was $36.35 a pound. That is expensive. Man, and it's not the, probably the
36 high grade. 36 what? $36 a pound?
No, $6.36. $6.36 a pound. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's not the high grade. So that is ridiculous. But it is what it is. People, if people aren't seeing the feeling the crunch by now, maybe they're really blessed to live in a place that's not living in the real world. Unfortunately, we are here. I don't know if you notice any prices on your area as far as hamburger goes. I don't know if it compares anything near what you are paying where you are, but it's huge here in Nettie, West Virginia at the little Family Dollar. We don't have a grocery store here in the little town, so that's what it was. So that I would call that inflation, wouldn't you?
I would say so, and I don't have it in front of me. I'll try to get it while we're going to break. We were cleaning out some boxes here in the office, just organizing a little bit. And I came across some old magazines that I had that, you know, we must have picked up during the, you know, various antique stores and stuff. You know, and a lot of them date back to 1969. High taxes, high prices make everybody feel poor. You don't see articles like that anymore.
No, you don't.
coming from mainstream and the price on it. So I wanted to, you know, pull some of these articles out and just highlight some of the important parts on it. And so, yeah, they talked about it then. Sky high meat prices. That was in April of 1972. Outrage at the checkout counter. Who gets all that money for beef? How a family copes with food bills. 1972.
And compared to the day, it was almost giveaway prices.
Yeah.
I remember those years. Hamburger was very expensive then compared to today's prices.
Yeah, but it was compared to the 68 dollars worth, cents.
Yeah, exactly. But compared to the day's dollars worth, I mean, dollars, yeah. You get fewer dollars coming in than you. I made $4.50 a month in 1972, I think it was. $4.50 a month, and we lived on that. You couldn't last a week on that today. So dollar-wise, it was still the same cost, so to speak, but the dollars went down in value so much, it's now $6.35 a pound. Folks, we're being taken out incrementally. That's been 50 years ago. From 68 cents to 635, that's quite an increase, wouldn't you say, Melody?
Well, it is. But the key thing about when you look at this, was this a life? Yeah, it was a life. There was outrage.
Yes.
Didn't do anything. You know,
They were still talking about balancing budget back then.
Yeah. But, I mean, and again, this shows you inflation doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't.
The prices are continue to go higher. You know, and it's, you know, that's, so, yeah, these articles are interesting. I'll see if there isn't some good stuff in there that we can do some.
That'd be great. Good comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Your gasoline back here is 25, 30 cents a gallon, too.
Yeah.
So, huge difference. You know, this first article I want to share ties right in that. The Fed's monetary policy has screwed Americans. This certainly ties into that. So this is what you said for years. The Fed's monetary policy has screwed Americans, such as the basic premise of a recent Washington Times article discussing inflation. It says, do you find it odd that banks and other financial institutions provide mortgage loans to millions at an approximately 3% interest rate for 30 years? While the government reports that inflation is over 6% at an annual rate and rising? Are you frustrated that you are a responsible and prudent person who saves for a rainy day retirement, and your savings account only pays 1% or so interest, while inflation is many times that? Do you find it odd that the government official most responsible for inflation, Treasury Secretary and former Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, several months ago told us that inflation will be mild and transitory, neither of which has turned out to be correct? Do you suspect that she may not know what she's doing, particularly when she says that more record government spending will bring down inflation? Folks, that's been said by Biden. We'll spend more, they won't have inflation anyway. There's a lot of truth in that statement. However, it is not just Janet Yellen's fault. The problem lies directly with the Fed's monetary policy decisions implemented since the turn of the century, particularly the financial crisis. As each bailout of the financial system occurred, yields fell along with inflationary pressures and economic growth. Of course, as discussed in Fed issued stock market warning, the only thing the Fed succeeded was inflating was a valuation bubble of epic proportions. Mel, you said that for years. The Fed's monetary policy was designed to force savers out of cash and into risk assets. Such, the Fed believed, would increase the confidence and support economic growth. However, as shown, while stock prices surged, economic growth and interest rates fell. Boy, you pegged that for a lot of years, haven't you?
Yeah, I did.
You certainly did. So that was one of the most straightforward articles I'd ever read about the Fed, and it came out of the Washington Times. I was kind of shocked. I mean, that was really straightforward and right to the point. Folks, they have been doing this to us since at least 1964 when they took silver out of the dollar. This has been on and on and on. It started before then, believe me, when they took gold out. But the silver was somewhat of a safety net, and it worked for a while. It was taken away 60 years ago, and it ain't coming back. And now you see where we are. Any comments on Melody?
No, you said it all, and I've been saying it.
You said it as long as I've known you, and I've known you a couple of years now.
Just a few.
I knew you when you were 17. You're 39 now, so you figured it out.
That's right.
Oh, my gracious.
God, you have no idea how hard it is to stay 39.
You know, in my mind, I can stay there, but my body lies on me, though. It keeps telling me I'm older.
I know. Jeez,
you know, that's the hard
I know.
Part. So anyway, and we're going to break in a second. I got a lot more articles shared today. A lot more articles, folks, are really right to the point. Forget we go to break in just a few seconds here. So, Mel, you might want to say a few more words.
A few more words.
Well, folks are just glued to the radio. I can tell, man. This is really a stimulating conversation.
Now, I was looking for one. I saw a headline on something, and I wanted to bring it up. And actually, when I do this, it just never, it just always disappears on me. So that was the problem there. But,
okay.
So well, anyway.
I can start this because for us here in West Virginia, it's a great little article. And there's the music. Okay, there we go. We made it.
Actually, I wanted to say I found that hackers took $196 million from crypto exchange Bitmark. There you go. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can always listen to these programs live at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, all the archives are there. So if you'd like to listen to years and years of radio program, you don't have anything better to do, there you go. You got something to do. And, but 1-800-375-4188, that's 1-800-375-4188. Product is readily available. There's a week delay on some items and so forth, but, other than that, everything seems to be there. We still have some 2021 Silver Eagles, and that's pretty much, it, Butch.
Okay. Yeah, this next article really is good news for West Virginia and some surrounding states. U.S. coal is making a transitory comeback. Now, I don't know. I know they want to get away from fossil fuels. I know they've been made the boogeyman of everything, and I know it's all been a hoax. I know that also. But they've really done damage on fossil fuels over the last couple, 3 decades. It started with Obama, and even before that, but big time in Obama. But anyway, U.S. coal miners. My dad retired coal miner. My brother's coal miner. I coal mined for a while, so this isn't anything new to us in this area. U.S. coal miners who have already benefited from rising demand from utilities this year are in for at least another year of strong sales and cash flows. Much higher natural gas prices are making more power generators switch to coal. Annual U.S. coal-fired electricity and generation is set to rise this year for the first time since 2014. While the U.S. administration is pushing its green energy agenda and wants to decarbonize the power grid by 2035, coal is making a comeback this year as high natural gas prices incentivize more coal use in electricity generators. This could be coal's last hurrah, as the fossil fuel is still set for a continuous decline over the medium and long term, analysts say, amid the global push towards clean energy and the ESG trend that restricts investment and access to finance in the coal industry. Still, U.S. coal miners who have already benefited from rising demand from utilities this year are in for at least another year of strong sales and cash flows, as the much higher natural gas prices this year compared to 2020 are making more power generators switch to coal. Annual U.S. coal-fired electricity generation is set to rise this year for the first time since 2014, and the share of coal in America's power generation mix is set to rise 23% in 2021, from 20% in 2020, electricity demand rebounds and the delivery of natural gas price for electricity generates more than doubles, according to EEI estimates. So, good for coal miners and good for coal and for states that depend on coal. West Virginia depends on coal for a lot of reasons, not just for wages, but also, of course, the state for taxes and keep the state running. Coal has been on the number one benefit in this state since I've been alive in this state, and even before that. Lumber industry does well, but compared to coal, it's a very weak second. So, yes, that's some good news. And Melody, I personally have looked into alternative ways to produce electricity. I looked into, for example, and with a serious interest in doing it into solar power. It would take unbelievable amount of solar panels to power my home, like I am right now with normal electricity. Unbelievable amount of solar panels at an unbelievable price to even start to do it. And the maintaining of the solar system for my part, would be a whole lot more complicated than what I have right now. I do have power backup. I do have some, not a lot. But the cost of solar and the dependency of solar all year round in our area is not very good. So I can't imagine doing away with fossil fuels altogether in this area. I really can't. I don't know what it's going to do to make up the difference. The wind turbines are not much more efficient, if any more efficient, than solar. So what are their plans? How are they going to do it? I don't understand how they're going to do away with fossil fuels. I really don't. I don't see it happening in my lifetime anyway.
And even with the wind, you have no idea what type of impact that has on the environment. Just like what they're doing out here. They're digging and they're putting these mills, the windmills, in the water off the coast. And it's like with no... Where's all the environmentalists then? You know, where are they? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it can't be good for, you know, for the animals, the vibrations that travel for so long, and you have like your, and I'm not a scientist, you know, your dolphins. I mean, they go by sound. A lot of your sea animals go by sound to go from, you know, the various courses that they take. I mean, it can't be good. No, so, they're just forcing this stuff. Hey, and I'm not saying fossil fuels is the greatest thing since popcorn either. But what else do we have? I would rather see them, you know, do things as far as, how do you clean up the air? We've got the cleanest air in the world, I think, Butch.
Well, they do. And the scrubbers they have now on coal plants pretty much take all the pollution out of the air. And that's a fact, folks. That's been that way for years. But have you ever been around windmills and been around them, I mean, up close to them, watched them, and heard them?
I think they're very loud, aren't they?
They don't make a huge sound, but it's a continual swish, swish, swish. And I have read this in articles in other magazines. It's very hard on the bird population. Believe it or not, birds fly in those things. They get drawn into those things. Yeah. So, yes, folks, they're not natural. You can say whatever you want. They're not natural. Burning a fire with a piece of wood or coal is more natural to the environment than a wind tower, a turbine, doing that. And that's all there is to it. You can look it up for yourself. This isn't hidden information. It's just like they won't go to all electric cars. If you understood what it costs to maintain an electric car, folks, and that you don't just buy a car and run it 300,000 miles like you can some today. They're internal combustion. The batteries run out. You got to replace the batteries. They're not cheap. You don't have the same technology, at least not capable of maintaining what you're used to right now with your gasoline engines. It's just not there. And the cost even to recharge one of those is going to be a whole lot more expensive than a tank of gasoline. And not only that, what if they don't want you to charge your car and the power is turned off? They have time blackouts in different areas. And you get ready to charge your car and do something. Folks, they're cutting down on your independence. That's what they're doing. It's all about control, believe me.
Yeah.
I've looked into enough to know that the solar is not the answer. And wind, now I'm not saying it can be part of the answer. I'm not saying that at all. And wind also. But it's not the answer to replace fossil fuels. It's just that easy.
Yeah.
Okay, Melody, I'll be quiet now.
No, I'd rather see them start cutting back on plastics. You know, quit using the oils and, you know, the byproducts and everything that we use. You know, clean that up. There's a lot of things you can clean up. Let's start going back to using glass instead of plastic.
Wow,
so,
what an idea. And something that glass can be reused also, by the way, folks.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a good idea. Absolutely. I agree. Now, you may have saw this too. Maybe, perhaps, we'll see some resistance on this. I hope so. Senate Republicans seek to ban Biden's $450,000 payouts to border crossers. Now, this, folks, has been seriously considered. When I first read it, I thought, well, this will never fly. I keep underestimating the stupidity and the power of liberals. A group of Senate Republicans is seeking to ban President Joe Biden's administration from carrying out a circulated plan that would provide border crossers subjected to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy with $450,000 in payouts. Biden's Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services are working to settle with a number of border crossers represented by the ACLU, who claims they have suffered trauma as a result of a zero-tolerance policy. As part of the settlement, attorneys with the DOJ, DHS, and HHS are considering a plan that would give each border crosser about $450,000, and family units about $1 million. The total cost of the payoffs would reach $1 billion. Now, who's going to pay that, I wonder? Now, Senators Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Republican, Tom Cotton, Republican, Arkansas, and Tom Cornyn, Republican, Texas, and leader Mitch McConnell, Republican, Kentucky, are seeking to stop the payouts and introducing legislation that would ban the federal government from using American taxpayer money on settlements with illegal aliens. Folks, this shouldn't even have to be considered. They're illegal. They broke the law. We don't owe them a dime. While American families are struggling anxiously to keep pace with President Biden's inflation, the president now wants to make millionaires out of people who cross the border illegally, McConnell said in a statement. It's beyond parity. Obviously, this would only exacerbate the Democrats' border crisis and incentivize the riskiest and most dangerous kind of illegal immigration. This is absurd. I don't know why we're even talking about it. The only reason to talk about it is it could happen. I cannot believe that this would even be considered by the most insane liberal idiot in any type of the government, anywhere in the government at all. But it has been seriously discussed. Now we're going to try to pass a law to try to stop it. Melody, I thought we already had a law against illegal. I thought we had a law against illegal crossings already, don't we?
Gee, I thought we did.
Gee whiz. So now we got to pass a law to keep them paying them, make them millionaires because we stopped them at the border.
It's just complete insanity.
Oh, it is.
And you know, it's not laughable, but you know, I mean. What are these people thinking?
They're not thinking. Well, they.
And even Biden said, "Oh, you know, maybe we're not going to pay them $450,000, but they deserve something because we took their children.
Well,
their children were stripped from them."
It's gee.
Jeez, Louise! No, we don't owe them anything.
We don't even owe them we're sorry. No, you'd bet on yourself, folks. It says you can't cross illegally. That's law. If you get caught, you're caught.
Yep.
We don't owe an apology. We don't owe them anything. And I know people get mad when I say that, and I really don't care. We don't owe them a good morning. We might owe them a trip back to Mexico, where they come from, as far as shipping them back across the border. I'm not saying paying transportation back to where they come from. No, no. Put them back on the other side of the border and let them make up their own mind. But Millie, until we close
back.
That border, yeah, let them walk back. Until we close that border with force, and I don't want to say that, and I don't say it lightly, it isn't going to stop. As long as they get rewarded across the border, and they have camps down in along that border now that are bigger than some small cities in the country, waiting to cross over, bigger than some small cities, waiting to cross over, and collect free benefits from you and I. So. I guess time will tell what that's going to be. But I notice that it's not funny, but I can't help but laugh because it's either that or cry.
Yeah.
At the stupidity of this. U.S. ship log jam worsens as Biden's attempt to save Christmas fails. Biden's attempt to save Christmas. What a joke. Anyway, President Biden told Americans that the supply chain is in very strong shape ahead of Christmas. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, Biden said his administration has partnered with the private sector to ensure the store shelves are stocked. But new shipping data shows snarled supply chains are worsening, and it could take months to untangle them. New shipping data from the busiest U.S. port complex, Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, shows 96 container ships idled offshore waiting to unload. Freight Waves' Greg Miller described the new queuing system for vessels as pure optics. Now, folks, this is important. Which reduces the number of ships offshore of Los Angeles, Long Beach. He said ships are now being placed in holding patterns further out into the ocean where they're out of sight and out of mind to prevent attention-grabbing aerial imagery of container ship log jams. Remember we talked about that a week or two ago, Mel? They were going to change a pattern, change the way, so they don't look like they're quite so backed up.
Right.
I mean, these people have ideas. They've got lots of ocean hiding, man. Just hiding further out. Nobody's going to see them. This is America today, my friends. This is America today. This is America that we allowed to come about in our lifetime and before our lifetime to come about with a Fed policy to destroy the economy and to, for the greed of the politicians to spin. And they can't do that when we have a solid financial basis like gold and silver money systems, because there's a limited amount of gold and silver. But when they're printing paper, they can spend all the trillions they want. And no one is the wiser, so to speak, as far as really caring. It does cause inflation and does hurt the taxpayer, but the government gets all the money they want to spend. And they do it by printing more of it. What a system. Maybe you and I should try that, Melody. I think we'd probably go to jail for that, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would. But you know what? last week we talked about Walmart doing their own, the big box stores were in there with Biden and so forth. And now you have, this came out Saturday, Amazon. They've been quietly chartering private cargo ships, making its own containers and leasing plans to control the complicated shipping journey. So they're trying to do things. Now, then, you mentioned, too, the 79 vessels sitting out there up to 45 days. How comes that number that never increases? It's been 79 for a long time.
Actually, it's 96 now, according to this article.
It's how many?
96.
Yeah, I thought there was around 100, but
yeah.
Well, again,
96.
They can't count properly, can they?
They keep risking them out of sight further out to ocean where
yeah.
they can't see them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't count what you can't see.
But now Amazon has their own cargo vessel, and hey, it's going into the port of Houston. So I don't know why some of these other container ships can't go to the port of Houston. I guess they'd have to go back through the Panama Canal.
Well, I would think that'd be cheaper than sitting there waiting for weeks to unload.
I don't know. Well, it's interesting, but to go through the Panama Canal, I mean, they have to make reservations. I don't know if it's months in advance of going through. Yeah, maybe weeks.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's a long time, and it's very expensive. I mean, it costs these ships millions of dollars to go through there. But anyway, we're heading into a break. That's where we're going. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we have a caller. We have Rob calling us. And it's always so good to hear. It's been a long time since we heard from Rob. And, I'm so excited to hear from him. Hi, Rob.
Melody, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Rob.
How
Hi,
are
Pastor
you?
Pastor Butch.
So they finally let you out of jail, did they?
Well, we settled on a name for the witness protection program, so we're good.
Good to hear from you, Rob.
Hey, Pastor Butch, I appreciate your emails that you sent along, and Melody, you guys are on spot on these issues, and we certainly got our hands full here, and everyone needs to chip in and spend more time in realizing what it is to be a citizen of the United States.
Yes, yes.
So
they've used it for pawns and cash cows for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah. And it's the Matrix, you know, and it's hard to believe. And but anyway, I was trying to do so many things in Colorado and just had an opportunity last year, and my wife and I found an off-grid cabin up in the mountains, Idaho, and that's where we are right now.
Oh, good. Good
to you. And I've seen pictures, and it's beautiful. I love Idaho.
Well, you can come out, and there's all kinds of things to see from, you know, the wildlife mm-hmm. of the mountains, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have some snow and the pine trees, and it's looking really nice.
Well, I think I'll wait a little bit on that if you got the snow already.
I didn't have a lot of takers on that, but yeah.
That's when you invite everybody, is when you have that snow on the ground, right? Because we'll all say no.
And not everyone will be able to get here. I mean, we're definitely at the end of a 1 mile Jeep trail.
Wow.
And we don't get pizza delivery or anything here, you know.
Gee, rough life. Well, we don't either here to them think of it. But anyway.
Yeah, I forgot what times we're in now, yeah. But I just want to call and say hello and tell you guys I enjoy listening when I can. And, you might notice I don't know the clarity of my phone, but we do have a landline up here, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And we got satellite internet and satellite TV and so forth.
Good.
And
really roughing it, aren't you?
Well, you know, I got to keep the fire going in the basement, and we've got a propane heater in the midsection of the cabin.
There you go.
And here's what I think's going on in a nutshell. We're going to have to get used to a different way of life, and we've gotten so soft and cushy with credit cards and new automobiles and things, so we just decided we'd get back to where everybody's going to have to be in a couple years anyway. So, and fortunately, we're able to do that. But people have to be prepared. The true money of the earth, the gold and silver, has to be relied on. And I think we're going to see oil prices going to $100 a barrel, and that's going to take gasoline around here probably up over $5. And
how long do you think that's going to be, Rob?
The timeline on that, I would say, see, these guys that's in control can control the timeline on everything, but
right,
we could be into March, first quarter, to the energy prices spike. And see, the whole problem began in 1913, and we are not in control of the money, and that's everything's a result of that. And shoot, the gold and silver prices is a fire sale now.
You get that right.
I mean, it's. But for what it's going to do, and for people to move forward and exchange goods and services, that's going to be the pivot point, as to have particularly silver, I think.
Okay.
So, and recognizable, what we refer to as junk silver is, you know, it's, you know, what a dime is a dime, you know, and but and for those who are into, I think Melody refers it to the. You know, there's a barter day to day, and then there's a value of, you know, longer term savings of wealth. And, you know, the prices of wealth things, people, most people just don't have any reason to be of interest. But, you know, art has gone out of this world, you know. And, I mean, if you look at the earth from God's point of view, there's very little things down here you can. You know, people have to invest in education and their spiritual life, I think. And,
Amen. Amen.
That's where the wealth is. And just to get us through day to day, we just need to, you know, put on our, well, up here, our boots and snowshoes and saw wood. And but, you know, we're going to have to get used to a different way of life, you know.
And, Rob, you sent me your SNMA address. I'd like to send you a copy of my last three books if you'd like to read them.
I didn't hear all that, Pastor.
I say, if you send me your snail mail address, I'd like to send you a copy of my last three books if you'd like to read them.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great.
You send me your address, I'll give them out to you.
Hey, I appreciate that, yeah. Well, I don't want to steal thunder on your show, Melody, but I did need some time I could give a call in.
Oh, absolutely. You're more than welcome to call every day if you'd like. So always good to hear from you. You always have some great insight and information, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, I'll be happy to share some research. Up here, you know, running with a generator, we don't run it all the time, so there's plenty of times to research and read books. And I think Pastor Bush was just saying a little while ago, you know, talking about the windmills and things like that. Up here, I feel so much part of me that I didn't realize I was missing because I don't have the stress level up here.
There you go. Yes.
We got a our creek on the property is fed by that water comes right out of the mountain, and I can walk out on the porch and just hear it babbling, the babble brook and all that stuff. You know, and you know, this people have to realize the value of getting back to, you know, their spiritual life and the things they can be thankful for, and
Amen.
Things can be found in nature. And these, you know, the media's, you know, we've known that's been bought and steered, and you know, Hitler burned books, and what are we doing here? Something similar. Anyway, there's positive things out there too. We just need to stay together and support each other, and see where we can go, but it's going to be some tough sledding. But hey, I'll send you my my address. We don't have mail delivery here, but I'll send you where I do receive. And Melody, we will get together. And
I hope so.
I'll try to text you more often than just your birthday.
And which I always miss yours. I miss my best friend. Her birthday was December 2nd. I'll never forget it now. And I always know it's the first week of December, but I always get the day wrong. And they are so important. So and I told her just today, I says, I've just always been bad on birthdays for some reason. I know that my immediate family, and I just, if I don't have my calendar in front of me, I'm bad. So happy belated birthday to you, Rob.
Yeah. Well, just remember, like you were saying a little while ago, you know, you're continuously 39 years old, but like Butch said, some things do change.
Well, you guys can tell me about it.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it.
Okay.
All right. I'll write that down.
Good talking to you, Rob.
Remember.
Good talking to you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care. God bless.
What a sweet gentleman.
Oh, he really is. You know, and it was, well, it's a long story, and anyway, you probably have some things you want to talk about, but I'll have to share the story about how we met, about how Rob and I met.
Well, if you want to do that, go ahead.
Oh, it was just an interesting, I get a phone call one day. It was when I was in a state college and had the office in state college, get a phone call, and they said, his partner, Sherry, they were in Ohio and they were going to come by and see me. It's like, well, who are these people? And they drove from Ohio to Pennsylvania, central PA, and we've been friends, and they're just, he's a great guy. And so it was a blessing. It was a true blessing.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say about been blessed to be a talk show host like you and both of us are, I met some wonderful people that were never met otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the greatest blessings of it. But now back to the news, and this comes from a listener, and it obviously listens to more than my broadcast. This comes from another talk show host, but the same gentleman here. But anyway, this is what it says. Now this, just as a heads up, I drive tractor and trailer out of East Coast for a company that is headquartered in Montreal, Canada, or Quebec. I travel up 3 days a week for round trip, same day runs to transport food ingredients back into the U.S. We're exempted from all lockdowns and border closures during the entire pandemic. This morning, Canada border agents informed me that as of January 1st, all commercial drivers will no longer be considered vaccine-exempt workers and will need to be fully vaxxed with proof to cross over the border either way, U.S. or Canada. Just had my 10-year anniversary with this company, but the Lord Jesus will be finding me a new job because I'll never take it. Many truckers will refuse, and this will lead to an even more shortages, told the agent that, and he just shrugged his shoulders. He said it was initiated by the U.S. side. That doesn't surprise you, folks. It's initiated by our side. Report this as needed, and please keep me and my family in your prayers. Our Father will provide, but your prayers as a brother help so much. Just alerted Hawk to this, but there's still need to tell Doug. So anyway, yes, folks, it is not going to get any better. This is something that you just won't expect to see happen because it's coming. To cut off more food in a time when there's already shortages, tomorrow night's broadcast, mailing my program tomorrow night, I have a gentleman on named Cat, which will be sharing. He is works in the grocery supplies. He'll be sharing his stories about what he's seeing coming right now. So we'll see.
All right. Yeah.
And we're going to run out of time so quickly here. I just want to share this. This is... Could this happen? I don't know. Movie theaters go out of style. Wow. At one time, going to movies, Melly, was a big, big deal. Vaccination rates are going up. People are going out to restaurants again, although the new COVID variant may get in the way, but they still aren't rushing back to the movies. By the numbers, some 49% of pandemic moviegoers are no longer hitting theaters. Almost half of them are no longer in a theater, according to a study from the film research company. What's happening? At first, movie theaters were closed, and then when they opened, many people were still concerned about the risk of getting indoors with strangers. Production companies respond to this trend by making new films available online at the same time as in theaters. Warner Brothers committed to releasing all of its 2021 movies on HBO Max on the same day they had debuted in theaters. And now the studio says it will produce 10 films exclusively for HBO Max, so they're going... Maybe movie theaters are going the way of the dinosaur. I know it's hard to imagine that. It could be, you know.
But you know what? Even before COVID, maybe I'm just a germaphobe to some degree. I didn't like going into movie theaters anymore because you know what? People, it's just, our infrastructure, everything is so dirty anymore. I mean, people are just.
They are.
Anymore.
Yes. No, they're not.
They're
I agree.
And but, I didn't like going into those places anymore. I kind of like COVID to that degree because everything was wiped down. Everything was cleaned. Everything was disinfected. I like that part of it. And, we've just become a dirty nation. Well, you know, I hate to say it,
that's true, and I'll share some stories sometime with you. I don't want to do it on the air. I don't want to put them in any places, but yes, I agree. But, you know, but we've seen full-service service stations go to the wayside. You know, I knew when they were around, they pulled in, they check your entire check oil, whatever, wash your windshields. They're gone. They're a dinosaur now. Overall, I haven't seen any in our area for years. Movie theaters, another thing going. Whether whether they're dirty or not, it's just a sign of the times. Things are changing.
Things are changing, but you know what? There was always something about when you did go to a movie, even now, if it was a big production-type movie, I mean, you just can't get the effects, you know, watching it on your TV unless you have your own little movie theater in your home, which, you know, 90% of the people don't. So, but there was always something special going to the movie, but, yeah, I didn't care for it anymore.
Big tub of popcorn soaked in butter, yeah. It was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah. Last time I went to the movie, I guess it's probably clear back in 2000 when Mel Gibson came out with The Patriot. Myself and some of my family members and friends went to see The Patriot. Great mm-hmm. movie. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about out of time already. I had a lot more to cover. When we get done Wednesday, though, how would that be?
That'll be just fine. Wednesday will be here before you know it. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.